And this comes after another rotten day for the U.S. stock market. They fell to five-year lows and dragged the Dow Jones Industrial Average below 8,000. NPR's Jim Zeroli has our report.
Auto executives went to Congress yesterday to ask for a government bailout, but the response they got was so discouraging that their stock prices fell sharply. Ford fell 25% to $1.26 a share. General Motors dropped to a price not seen since the middle of World War II. Also losing a lot of ground was Citigroup. The company eliminated more than 55,000 jobs this week in an effort to persuade investors it was getting its fiscal house in order, but the effort seems to have failed. The company's shares fell to a 13-year low. Those weren't the only things pushing stocks down yesterday. There were disappointing reports about consumer prices and housing construction. But prices really fell in the afternoon following the release of the minutes of the Federal Reserve's October 29th meeting. The report suggests that Fed officials have become much gloomier about the economy. They now expect unemployment to rise as high as 7.6% next year. It was 6.5% last month. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.